Here you go, Alec. Get that down you.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
You look like you need it.
Yeah, I do a bit.
Cheers. Tough day up on your floor, was it?
Yeah, just a bit, Jeff. We finally heard about the redundancies today. They're going to be announced next month.
Oh, God, did you? Are they going to be bad?
Well, obviously they're completely embargoed. I can't talk about them at all, even to a friend.
No, I know.
I mean, you know the deal. When I went into HR, we said we could only stay friends if you never talked about work.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll talk about something else. Like, have you seen what they're going to do?
So, Jeff, that's why I can't tell you your job is safe.
Yeah, I get it. I won't ask you.
No, Jeff, listen. Listen. I'm saying it would be wrong of me to tell you your job is safe. That would not be right.
Oh. You mean you cannot tell me my job is safe?
That's right, yeah.
Right. I understand. And I did not hear that from you.
What? No!
Thanks, mate. That's a relief.
No. Listen to me, Jeff. I said I can't tell you your job is safe.
Absolutely not. And I never heard you say it.
No, you didn't hear me say it. I didn't say it.
Of course not. Say no more.
I will say some more. Jeff, listen. I am unable to tell you your job is safe. That is not something I can do.
I know. Don't worry, old son. A nod's as good as a wink to a blind horse.
I didn't nod at you.
No, and I didn't see it because I'm a blind horse.
You're not a blind horse, Jeff.
Well, no.
You're not blind at all. You can see if I'm nodding or winking. Am I nodding or winking?
No, you're not.
What am I doing?
You're shaking your head.
Yes.
Why are you doing that?
Why do you think?
It's not in a phrase,
no!
It's not the shake of the head is like it's not to the horses can't see that either.
No, because the horse can see the shake of the head!
Oh, he's blind!
Bloody hell!
Look, Alec, I'm confused. What are you trying to tell me?
I'm not trying to tell you anything, Jeff. Forget it.
Oh, good. You. You had me worried there for a minute.
Did I, though?
Not really, no. Are they going to fire me? I'm the best detective on the force.
Go carry them and smear the sleeping grooms with blood.
I'll go no more. I am afraid to think what I have done. Lunk on again, I dare not.
Infirm of purpose. Give me the daggers.
OK, very good. Let's just stop there. Have a think, shall we? What do we think's happened there, then? Yeah, Ben, yes.
Macbeth's killed the king?
Yes, that's right, absolutely. Yes, very good, well done. Yes. And who's he talking to now? Samat.
Oh, his wife.
Yes, exactly right, Lady Macbeth. Yes, well done, yes. And what's Lady Macbeth's reaction to him killing the king? Leonie?
She's cross about it.
Well, that's interesting.
That means you're wrong, Leonie.
Sure.
No, not at all. It's not a question of wrong. It's an interesting reading because, yes, Leonie, she is cross, isn't she? She says, infirm of purpose. She's definitely, she's bloody pissed off. But what do we think, though? Is she cross because he's killed the king, or is there another reason there? Connor?
Another reason?
Yes, well done. I think that's very well picked up on. Yes. Yes. There is another reason, isn't there? Can anyone tell me what it is? No? OK. Well, look, let me ask you this. Who is the stronger character in this scene, do we think? Macbeth or Lady Macbeth?
Macbeth.
Well, that's a really interesting answer, Ben. Why do you say that?
Well, because he killed the king, so, you know, that's brave.
Yes, absolutely, he did, you're right there. It's certainly his action driving us forward, isn't it? But just looking at this scene, though, when Lady Macbeth tells him to take the daggers back so as to frame the servants, what does he say? He says, I'll go no more. I am afraid to think what I have done. Look on't again, I dare not. So is he being brave there, do we think?
Yeah, because I think he's like being sarcastic.
Right. Right, well, I could not be more interested in that answer. Yeah, what do we think? Do we agree with that, Ashnam?
Yeah, because he's like this big soldier or whatever, yeah? So, like, obviously he can take some stupid daggers.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, oh, yeah, I'll go no more.
OK, that's just completely interesting. So, in your reading, guys, when Lady Macbeth says, infirm of purpose, give me the daggers, has she, misunderstood his sarcasm?
No, she's being sarcastic too.
Right. Well, I didn't think it was possible to say anything more utterly interesting than Ashna just did, Connor, but I think you've managed it. Oh, and that's the... well, don't go anywhere. Stay put, please. I'm afraid Mr. Pallister is away today, so I'm going to be taking you for maths. So to start us off, who can give us the formula for the volume of a sphere? Leonie?
2πr².
No, it's not. That's wrong. That's the wrong answer, and I will tell you the right answer, which I know and you should learn. God, that felt good.
So, what do you make of the new boss?
Yeah, he seems okay.
The new boss? I'll tell you what I think of him. He's vain, he's witless, he's morbidly obese, he's incompetent, he's devastatingly ugly, and he's standing right behind me, isn't he?
No.
Of course he isn't, we'd have said.
Oh, okay. Well, in which case I can go on to say that he's ignorant, pretentious, has appalling personal hygiene, and now he really is standing right behind me, isn't he?
No, he's not.
And why have you got that weird, awkward, frozen look on your faces?
Well, because you've just launched into a tirade of furious bile against a man we've only just met.
Yeah, you also seem to be suffering quite a powerful delusion that he's following you.
Yeah, but... Oh, God, has no one told you? I'm a sitcom character.
Oh! Right.
Yeah.
So sorry.
It's all right.
So sorry, yeah. We'll make allowances.
Yeah, and can I just say, I think it's great they're finding jobs for you people.
Thanks. He's mean, though, as well. And he's very ugly. Still not behind me. Okay.
You're all right.
Yeah. It's just, for us sitcom characters, it can get a bit... It's hard for us if the scene doesn't resolve. I really do need him to be behind me now. He's a complete buffoon.
Yeah, right. It's just I'm pretty sure he's in the Rochester office today, so...
Right, oh dear. And that ridiculous wig he's wearing is fooling no one.
Is everything all right?
Okay. Yeah, Colin here's getting a bit distracted.
Okay, don't worry, I'll handle this. My brother's a sitcom character. What's that you say about the new boss, Colin?
He's ugly and stupid and bald and awful.
Well, that's as maybe, but he's also in charge of who gets a Christmas bonus.
And I won't hear a word said against him.
Oh, thank you, sir.
No way.
And the expiry date?
0916.
Thank you. And the issue number?
3.
And could you give me the security code, please?
Why?
That's the last 3 numbers on the back of the card.
That's certainly the answer to the question, what? The question I asked, however, was, why?
It's just for security.
Hence, no doubt, you calling it a security code. I follow you like a love-struck bloodhound. But why? Or, to put it a very slightly another way, how?
Are you all right?
I'm in the pink. How is it for security? I've just given you the number of my card, which I read off my card. Then the expiry date of my card, which I read off my card. Then the issue number of my card, which I read off my card. What I think you and I have proved, working enthusiastically as a team, is that I have my card. So how is me reading you another number off my card going to prove anything other than that I still have my card?
It might not be your card. You might have stolen someone else's card.
I might, true. And how would that impair my ability to read stuff off the back of it?
Well, the thief might not still have your card. What if you gave it to a crooked waiter and he copied down the details? Ah.
Well, in that scenario in which he copies down the details, he would have copied down the details. And one of the details is the security code. That's not a detail. I don't pretend to be a criminal psychologist or indeed a waiteral psychologist. But I find it hard to imagine the criminal waiter who would go to the trouble of copying down the 18-digit number on one side of the card, but then decide copying down the 3-digit number on the other side is too much of a fag and he'll be fine to bluff it.
He might not know about the security number.
Bless you, that's sweet. Everyone knows about the security number because everyone gets asked for it all the time. If you asked what colour the card was, or which of the corners of the card the plastic covering is starting to peel away from, then, I admit, you might have the element of surprise on your side. But I'm afraid the glory days of the security code number as a brilliant Columbo-style one last thing devastating surprise question are quite comprehensively over. So let me ask you again, why do you want the security code?
Oh, all right, we're having a raffle in the office and I need a random 3-digit number.
That's all I wanted to know, it's 276.
Hello, I'm back. I said I'm back.
Yeah, I heard you, yes, hello.
What's that tone of voice for?
What tone of voice?
You know.
Well, you're late, that's all.
I'm sorry, I had a lot to do.
Yeah, you always have a lot to do, Janice. You're always out somewhere, tearing about all over the board. When do we have some us time?
Well, someone has to. Someone has to tear around the board, or we'll all be back in the box by now.
But why does it always have to be you? For God's sake, Janice, we have 8 pawns on the staff. Why don't you let them do some of the work?
I can't just leave it up to them. They can only move 1 square at a time.
Well, that seems plenty to me.
Yes, well, it would seem plenty to you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Doesn't matter.
No, go on, what are you trying to say?
All right, then, I just think it's about time you started moving more than 1 square at a time. For heaven's sake, you're supposed to be a king. It's embarrassing.
Don't attack me just because I happen to have a sensible work-life balance.
Oh, have you? And yet, when you're in mate, suddenly everyone has to rally round.
That's not true. Sometimes I step out of the way.
Sometimes you do. And sometimes you don't, and Queen's Knight has to rescue you.
Oh, right. I was wondering how long it would take for you to mention Queen's Knight.
This is not about Queen's Knight.
I wonder how he got his name.
Shut up. Queen's Knight is very loyal to you, more loyal than you know.
Oh, Queen's Knight is so brave. Queen's Knight is so strong. Queen's Knight can leap right over me.
Well, he can.
I know he can. But I'm the bloody king, just remember that. If they get me in check, the whole bloody game's over.
Yeah, well, me and Queen's Knight and all the pawns will carry on working hard to make sure that doesn't happen.
Right, I've had enough. I'll see you later. I'm going down the castle.
You can't do that.
Yeah, why not?
It's not our go.
Oh, bloody hell!
I've an interview tomorrow, and I absolutely can't be late. To be sure I got some sleep, I went to bed at 8:30. But first I had a run and a long, hot bath. I haven't had a coffee for a week and a half. So given that, please tell me, what is it in heaven you want from me? Insomnia at 3:37. Insomnia, what is it you're so certain that we ought to do? And why is it so important that we do it now 5 in the morning when the world's asleep? What is the reward that you're so sure we'll reap? By staring at the ceiling from now until morning and sitting through our interview compulsively yawning.
Why sleep when there's so much exciting reciting of little Bo Peep to be done? Why sleep when you could be obsessively pressing your wobbly tooth with your tongue? Why sleep when you could be robotically tarting up flocks of imaginary sheep? Why sleep when you could be repeatedly tweeting the fact that you're still not asleep? Not asleep.
Okay. It's nearly 7, this is absolutely gruesome now. You win, let's just get up and hope that we can push on through somehow.
No, as it happens, maybe you were right. We ought to get some sleep now.
There's no time!
Good night.
Well, perhaps if I skip breakfast and I don't have a shower, I suppose I could just doze off for a quarter of an hour.
Good afternoon, this is the World at 1 with 45 minutes of news.
Oh, no!
Okay, moving on. The company picnic. Claire, you've been having some thoughts about entertainment?
Yeah, one thing I thought was you can get these rather fun straw hats with donkey ears, and I thought perhaps someone in senior management could put one on and give some of the children donkey rides along the beach.
All right, let me just make one thing crystal clear. I'm all for a bit of fun, but I'm not under any circumstances going to spend my day in the sun giving snotty little kids donkey rides.
No. As I say, we thought one of the senior managers, perhaps Philippo.
Yep, of course, happy to do it.
Well, hey. It certainly won't be Colin Perkins. I'll tell you that for a stone-cold fact.
No, that's understood. Thank you, Colin. Excuse me, where are you going?
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you knew. I'm a sitcom character.
Yes, I know
so
that.
So obviously
but
I now have to go to the beach to give a child a donkey ride. See you later.
We didn't want you to, and anyway, the picnic's not till August.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I really can't do anything else until I've looked furious with a straw hat on. Sorry, even this conversation is making me a bit... I have to go.
Right, you know, I've every sympathy for his condition, but good Lord, that man can be infuriating.
Claire?
What?
He's standing right behind you.
And Samet, how do we find the circumference?
2 times pi.
Yes, and?
Times the diameter.
Wrong.
Times the radius.
Correct. Thank you, but don't pack up just yet, class. I'm afraid Mr. Cutler's away today. I will be taking you for English. So, Macbeth has just killed the king. How is he feeling, Leonie?
Excited.
Wrong. Ben?
Confused?
No, you're just guessing. Work it out. He's performed the action killing the king whilst governed by the rule don't kill the king. Therefore, his emotion equals...
Remorseful.
Correct. Completely remorseful.
Yeah.
No, he's 2/3 remorseful and 1/3 ambitious. Write that down, please, class. Macbeth in Act 2, Scene 2 equals 2/3 sorry, 1/3 greedy. I really don't know what he makes such a fuss about. King Neptune, hello, we are your humble servants, the goldfish.
Yes, hello.
Hello. He's shorter than I expected.
We have never asked you for anything before, but now we have a request.
All right, what do you want?
A better memory.
Ah, why do you want that?
So that we may learn and plan.
I see. Well, that sounds reasonable.
Hooray!
All you have to do is tell me again what you want.
Oh, we want to, that will help with the planning that we just talked about.
I can't grant your wish if you don't tell me what it is.
Oh, this is so unfair. Can anyone else remember?
No.
Oh, well, goodbye.
Oh, remember what, anyway? I don't know. I just wish we had better memories.
Me too. Hey, tell you what.
Yes?
I notice we're just swimming past Neptune's cave. Why don't we ask him for some?
Oh! Well, yes, you think he might?
Well, he owes us a favour. We've never asked for anything before.
Oh, okay. And to help us remember what we want, why don't you, goldfish with spots, why don't you just keep repeating a better memory?
Okay. A better memory.
Oh, yes. Better King memory. Neptune, hello. Better hello, memory. We are your humble servants, the goldfish.
He's shorter than I expected.
I know who you are. You keep on telling me.
What? No, I don't think so. We've never asked you for anything before. But now we have a request.
And what is it?
A good fish with spots. I don't know why, but I had this hazy but important feeling you should be repeating something.
It's funny you should say that. I have been repeating something, but then I forgot why I was doing it and felt silly. And I didn't want to interrupt your conversation with Neptune.
With Neptune?
Hello.
I didn't know you were there.
Don't mention it. Did you want something?
I can't remember.
Ah, well, never mind. Goodbye.
Oh, so embarrassing. Oh, if only we had better memories.
Oh, well, look, I notice we're passing Neptune's cave. Perhaps we could ask him for some.
Oh, what a great idea. And here's a thought. Why don't you keep saying a better memory to remind me what we want?
Okay.
And then you, goldfish with the raggedy tail, hello, to remind him, to remind me, every time he says a better memory...
Better memory.
Yes, better memory. You say to him, it's important you say that again.
Okay.
A better memory.
It's important you say that again.
Better memory.
Oh, okay. King Neptune.
Are you but humble goldfish?
Yeah, we are but humble goldfish.
Hello.
Am I shorter than you expected?
Oh, well, now you mention it.
And do you, though never having asked me for anything before, now have a request?
Yes, we do. You're very good at this.
And what is your request?
We want... Spotted goldfish, why have you stopped saying it?
Saying what?
Oh, raggedy-tailed goldfish, why have you stopped reminding him?
Yes, I was reminding him of something, but I couldn't remember why.
Oh, honestly, I wish we had better memories.
Oh, well, here's a crazy scheme.
Yes.
Why don't we ask Neptune for some?
That's an original thought, yes. Okay, you keep reminding me what we want.
Okay.
You keep reminding him to remind me, and you, goldfish with some sort of string coming out of you... You keep reminding her to remind him to remind me, okay?
Oh, but who's going to remind me to remind her to remind him to remind you?
Oh, that's true. It's hopeless.
Oh.
And remind me of what, anyway?
Oh,
I wish we had better memories.
Well, something just this minute occurred to me.
Yes.
Maybe we could ask Neptune for them.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. And, you know, I think I know how we can do it. In fact, just me. alone.
Really?
Yes, I think so. I think so. Hello, King Neptune.
Yes.
10. We are humble goldfish. 20. We would like better memories. 30. I will now repeat everything from the word 10. We are humble goldfish. 20. We would like better memories. 30. I will now repeat everything from the word 10. We are humble goldfish. 20.
And that, best beloveds, is the story of how the goldfish invented computer programming.
Well, since you ask me for a tale of black magic and demonic dealings, there is one uncanny narrative you may find discombobulating. My doctor had advised me to take a long trip, a long way away, and to stop telling him my blasted stories. Accordingly, I had taken rooms in a coaching inn on the edge of a dark forest, the better to indulge my hobby of wood spotting. For, as any wood spotters amongst you will know, in open country, the seeing of wood is so trivial a matter as to lose its savour, but where trees abound, the hunt is on. Accordingly, on this particular evening, I picked up my trusty binoculars, indispensable to the wood spotter these, as they help me to see the whole tree when I'm standing too close to it. And bade farewell to my landlord, a simple rustic, but whose quick wits I had found belied his ill-fitting boots and oddly-shaped hat. To my surprise, he seemed aghast at my plan.
But, sir, surely you cannot be thinking of venturing out tonight.
Why ever not, I asked.
Tonight is the night after Walpurgisnacht.
Walpurgisnacht? Well, what is that?
The night the devil is abroad.
But this is the night after that.
Aye, sir. The night the devil gets back and is jet-lagged.
Ha, said I, superstitious rot. Come wood-spotting with me, my dear fellow. I shall cure you of such nonsense.
No, no, I shall stay here, surrounded by all that is holy.
He said, crossing himself.
My Bible here, my holy water here, my rosary beads here.
He said, cross-checking himself. Well, I will set out alone. As I said the words, a low, howling moan reverberated from the forest. What was that?
Wolves, sir.
Wolves? Here? In Epping?
True. It seems unlikely. I put it to myself that I was mistaken about the wolves.
He said, cross-examining himself. I left the inn. It was a chill, moonless night. And as I opened the gate, I saw a spider had spun its web into a design curiously reminiscent of an inverted pentagram. I pressed on. An owl hooted.
Don't go! Don't go!
I pressed on. Bats fluttered past me, and as they settled in the bare branches of a tree for a moment, they seemed to spell out the message, "We suggest you revise your forest visiting plans." I pressed on. The owl hooted again.
For God's sake, didn't you see the bats?
I pressed on. Presently, I came...
Is that it for me this week, then?
What?
For God's sake, didn't you see the bats in an owl voice? Is that all I'm doing?
Ignoring the owl, I pressed on.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Obviously, it's up to you how you use the talent at your disposal.
Yep. Ignoring the owl,
I am a classically trained actor. That's all. 3 years at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama.
Shooting the owl. I pressed on. Well, an evening of wood spotting flew by until eventually, just as I was in hot pursuit of a flighty little balsa, I happened upon a mysterious figure alone in a clearing. Madam, I cried, have you lost your way?
No, I'm the devil, obviously. Didn't you see the portents?
Portents? No, merely some accidents of nature and a stroppy actress.
I've made Ophelia!
Shush! Bloody owls. No! No, they were portents. I'm the devil. Hello.
But you have no horns.
No. Nor do I have cloven feet. Nor do I, for some reason, have a little pointy beard like a magician. Don't know where people get these ideas.
Well, to be fair, you are wearing Prada.
They happen to do very nice suits. Anyway, if you'll excuse me, I must be off. I was on the red-eye flight this morning.
What does that mean, I asked? For, as you will doubtless have divined from the manner of my discourse, I am from the olden days.
What do you think it means? I have red eyes and I can fly. Anyway, didn't you just mention Prada?
But wait, said I. Are you not going to bargain with me for my immortal soul?
No. Look, thanks.
But in return for his, you gave Dr. Faustus unlimited power and earthly delights.
Well, yeah, but look, I don't want to be rude, but you're no Faust. Best I could do for you is really fun week in Marbella. Food and lodging included, drinks extra.
And what of power?
Could make you the mayor of Chipping Camden.
Chipping Norton.
Chipping Barnet, and that's my very best offer.
An eternity of damnation for the soul is no small matter, but I also had it on excellent authority that the mayor of Chipping Barnet gets to use the swimming baths whenever he wants, even when they're closed. Very well, said I at length, extending my hand, when of a sudden it was knocked away, and powerful hands seized me and pulled me backwards onto a cart. I turned and beheld my landlord.
Sorry, sir, but it's for your own good. Didn't I tell you back at the inn not to come out tonight?
He said, cross-referencing himself. I wasn't in trouble, said I indignantly. The devil and I were simply conducting a little business transaction.
The devil?
He laughed.
Why, that wasn't the devil, sir. That was just Mad Maisie, who lives in the forest, trying to trick people into buying her timeshare in Marbella. Why, she doesn't even look like the devil. Don't you know what the devil looks like?
He asked, shuffling his ill-fitting boots, adjusting his unusually shaped hat, and stroking his little pointed beard like a magician. Oh, also, did I say he had a tail? He had a tail.
So, what did old Maisie offer you for your soul, then? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I said, I do feel foolish, but the mayorship of Chipping Barnet. He looked at me curiously, smiled, and said,
oh, I think we can do a little better than that.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this, my inaugural address as the newly invested mayor of Chipping Sodbury. Good night.
John Finnemore's souvenir programme was written by and starred John Finnemore with Margaret Caborn-Smith, Simon Kane, Laurie Lewin and Carrie Quinlan. Original music was by Susanna Pierce and the producer was Ed Morrish. And if you press the red button now, you'll launch a nuclear attack on China, Mr. President.
Hello? Please? Anyone? No, I know it sounds weird. It just really, really would help me out. Just 20 seconds, all I need. Just someone would let me give their child a piggyback. Anyone? Got the hat? I really can't get on with my job until... All I need to do is look at the camera and roll my eyes. Please? Anyone?